From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says Republican calls for a balanced budget pose a threat to education spending. Mr. Obama acknowledges that the nation's fiscal situation is untenable, but says cutting education funding is not the way to go.
We need to be doing more, not less, to equip our workers with the skills and training they need in the 21st century. It's an economic imperative.
President Obama is calling for partnerships between the nation's top companies and community colleges. Speaking at the first meeting of his Economic Recovery Advisory Board, the president acknowledged that the nation must seriously tackle the federal deficit. The Justice Department is accusing American Express of antitrust violations. NPR's Jim Zarulli reports the government is suing the credit card giant over fees the company charges merchants who accept its cards.
When consumers use credit cards, the merchants they go to have to pay a fee. These fees vary depending on the card, and merchants have long wanted the right to steer customers to cheaper cards. But American Express has long blocked them from doing so. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says that amounts to anti-competitive behavior.
Because of American Express's current rules, some consumers will continue to pay higher prices. That is unacceptable.
American Express vowed to fight the suit. It said it's smaller than its main competitors, MasterCard and Visa, and doesn't have the market power to force merchants to take its cards, so it can't be guilty of antitrust violations. Jim Zarulli, NPR News, New York.
Japan is joining the United States in warning tourists about terror threats in Europe. Terry Schultz in Brussels has European reaction to those alerts.
Japan is telling its citizens to be extra cautious when visiting Europe's major tourism sites or using public transportation, the same advice the U.S. government gave American travelers and residents in Europe on Sunday. Security officials believe al-Qaeda terrorists may be targeting especially Britain, France, and Germany. Neither the Japanese nor U.S. government suggests canceling trips. And in Brussels, Lisa Davies of the European Travel Commission says she doesn't think tourists will.
Since 9/11, I guess we've been living with the imminent threat of terrorist attacks, and people have to just take care wherever they're traveling.
Britain has raised its threat level and warned its own citizens about travel in Germany and France, where threat levels have not been changed. The European Commission says it's monitoring the situation. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A State Department official says more than three dozen former Cuban exiles in Spain and their families will be allowed to apply for residency in the United States under a special parole program. Political prisoners who have found a safe haven are normally no longer eligible to apply for U.S. asylum. The official says the change in policy for the Cubans in Spain reflects the Obama administration's goal of helping Cuban family reunifications. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow fell 78 points. This is NPR News. Bell California City Council meeting had to be canceled on Monday when only one council member showed up to address residents' concerns. The meeting was to be the first since several officials in the city were arrested last month on corruption charges. Bell gained national attention amid revelations that some top officials there were making high six-figure salaries. The former city manager was forced to resign following reports that his salary was $800,000 a year. A coroner's report finds that athlete inexperience and other factors led to the death of an Olympic luge athlete 8 months ago. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
British Columbia coroner Tom Pawlowski concluded that Georgian luger Nodar Kamaratashvili died instantly when his sled flipped and ejected him into a steel post at close to 90 miles an hour. That happened during training the day before the Olympics began. Pawlowski ruled Kamaratashvili's death accidental, but cited as factors the convergence of relative inexperience, high sled speed, and the technical challenges of the track. The coroner's report stopped short of saying the track's design was unsafe, but did say the designers failed to anticipate the kind of crash that occurred. Pawlowski recommends a safety audit of the Vancouver Olympic track, more attention to safety and track design, and more training for athletes on new tracks. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Bad weather forced air traffic controllers to divert dozens of flights from Phoenix to other cities across the Southwest. Severe thunderstorms delayed flights departing from Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport by about 15 to 30 minutes. Asian stocks are lower after profit-taking in the U.S. Shares are down in Hong Kong and Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.